Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
What the f*** do you do to me, do to me? I loved you. Now my mind always hit me. How could you? I let my heart waste away, all for you.
Now I see deep like magic, and really it's tragic. I put myself on that, trying to save you.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC here in cloudy South Florida today. And we are repeating the show with my guest Kingsley because I had technical difficulties last week. So hi, Kingsley.
Hi, how's it going?
Terrific. So why don't you tell us about your song, Therapy?
Yeah, I obviously went to therapy. So, I was dating this guy that was, you know, you get frustrated in situations and you want to work things out, so you go seek out help. And you know, I went to therapy and realized a lot of like poor behaviors from my past that came up in this relationship and vice versa. And so this song is really to encourage, you know, to let go of the stigma and to, it's okay for someone to make you go to therapy. Like that's the hard knocks of life. As long as you keep working on yourself, that's all you can ask for.
That's true. Absolutely. So listen, how did you come to music as a child?
I grew up in the gospel music scene. My great-grandma were all pioneers in Chicago gospel music, so I grew up singing in the church. I think my mom is just very thankful that there's a bigger audience that can listen to me than me constantly bugging her to listen to my music.
Okay. And so did you study music professionally?
Yeah, you know, I went to college. I have a vocal performance. Yeah. I did. Did the vocal performance, and then I got a business administration degree.
Did you study music theory?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Solfeggio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ear training and all of that. That's good.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
Northern Illinois University.
Ah. And where are you now?
Now I'm in Portland, Oregon. It's a cloudy day today.
Yes. Okay.
But it doesn't snow, right. So that's good.
So you do write your own music?
Yes. Yeah, I write. I only write from my experience. I don't try to write anything that's not true to me. And I always write telling my side of the story.
That's terrific. That is beautiful. I encourage it. So how many songs would you say that you've written?
I've never been asked that. Man, hundreds of songs.
Really?
Yeah. Are they all good? No.
Well, did you record them?
No, like written in my songbook, like hundreds. Actually, what's recorded is just two albums now.
How many songs?
On this upcoming album that's releasing next week called Crying on Holidays, that Therapy's on, it is, I think, 12 or 13. Yes, 12 songs.
Okay. And what about the previous one?
I think that album was 10 songs. That one is called I Am Because I Am.
So you've got 22 songs of your own recorded.
Like on the internet recorded. I released my first song, Lie Detector, in 2011. That's not on any album, so that's 23. And then I did a collaboration with someone that's on the internet, so 24. I don't know, probably like 30 songs out, like actually recorded.
Terrific. Now, are you with BMI or ASCAP?
I'm a BMI girl.
Okay, me too. Now, I'll put it this way. I was BMI for 23 years, but I switched over to ASCAP.
Had people say that. Why did you switch?
Well, Broadcast Music, Inc., is really more about the radio station. But ASCAP is about wherever your music is. It's about the composer. It's more about the composer than it is the radio industry, you know. So I switched because I really wasn't getting that many royalties from BMI, and I toured Europe for almost 8 years. So I'm with ASCAP. And it's a process to change.
Yeah, I found this program, so TuneCore, where you upload your music digitally, they track for me better. So I switched to them 2 years ago, so I don't even register my publishing with BMI anymore. I register it with TuneCore, and they report to BMI. So in the last 2 years, I've gotten much more money because I have a company that's, like, hounding BMI.
Well, that's good. I just went to TuneCore. That's great.
Yeah,
it's
$75 one-time sign-up, and they'll track it for you forever.
Right, right. I'm going to do that right away. I did my personal, but I have to do the organization. And, you know, Women in Jazz South Florida welcomes women musicians from all over the world. And you do not have to be a jazz artist. You just really have to be a woman that is in music or interested in music or that wants to support women musicians. So see, Denise came in as a member, and then she got you on my radio show. But you really should become a member because there are a lot of good benefits, and it's only $60 a year.
Oh, that's awesome. And then I'll have to send you the link then. That's incredible.
Well, it's right there on the show page, wijsf.org. And you just hit join us. But listen, you meet people from all over the country and the world in our organization. So we're 14 years old. We have members in 15 countries and 22 states. Probably more than that right now, but that's where I am with my count. So listen, you studied music. Now, do you perform in Portland?
Well, it's been a crazy year, so performing has changed a little bit. I have a live stream coming out next week with my album, and I play at wineries. It's kind of not the same, obviously, because of COVID restrictions. So just trying to casually play wineries and work on recording music instead of performing live. Probably till the end of this year. I'm hoping next year everything is back to being open up again, and I can travel and tour the way I was.
Okay. I did watch your videos, and I really liked them.
Thank you.
Yeah, the camera likes you. The camera loves you. Loves you. And your team. Your team is adorable, really.
Thank you. So, I actually only work with black film ladies. I only work with black film women. So I'm very blessed and lucky to get the chance to just work with black creative women.
That's terrific. Now, I forgot what I was going to ask. You have a question for me while I remember.
You love the music videos. I have one more coming out today. It's 4 o'clock Portland time, so 7 o'clock Eastern. And it's just out on my YouTube channel. It's the last music video before my entire album comes out. It's called All Me featuring Haley Johnson. And I'm actually uploading it to YouTube as we speak right now. So.
Okay. Terrific. I will look at it. So when you perform, do you have a band or you use tracks?
Both. I perform with backing tracks with electric guitar and an electric drum pad. My bandmate also plays electric bass on a few of the songs. And then I have two backup vocalists. So we just have the tracks for the electronic beats, but we do live instruments everywhere we can.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, I think things will begin to open up. Several people have been vaccinated, and, you know, it's going to change. I think we just had a really rough year and a half. Actually, it's a year and a couple of months. But, you know, I'm fortunate because I'm retired from performing. So I do everything from home. And I teach from home. That's it. So when you join us, you will get a copy of Music Woman magazine that I just published the third one last month. And also, you will have the opportunity to put a song on our ninth CD, of women's music, which is the 8th one, should be out next week. Yeah, we're doing good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So what would you advise a younger woman coming into the music business?
Yeah, well, it's changed, and it's continuing to change just with social media and new apps and new ways for people to find music. So my advice is just don't get frustrated and don't give up, and you really grow just one person at a time. So, and to each person, make their moment with your music very special, and you'll get very far. Just don't give up.
So how long have you been performing?
Technically, since I was a little kid, but as this Project Kingsley, I didn't start my solo like career until after I graduated college and I was on my feet. So I've technically only been Kingsley for 4 years.
Okay, good. Well, that's a good start. Good start. I performed for 63 years.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm coming.
And I started at 4 years old. Right. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So have you been out of the country?
I have. I performed in right before COVID. I was supposed to do a UK tour. I'm a little bummed about it, but that's okay. And I got to perform in Canada in November of 2019, and then in Mexico in October. So I had like all of this stuff geared up for going to the UK, and obviously we could not make that happen. So.
But you will. It'll come back around again.
That's what my mom keeps telling me. I'm like, I'm trying to stay hopeful, but my heart hurts. I was so excited, and I thought just like, you know, everything canceled in January or in March, and I was like, we'll be back by September. Like, I'll be overseas. And then it all canceled, and I was like, okay.
So what is your real name?
My real name is Mo Lincoln.
Mo, your mother named you Mo.
My father named me Mo.
Daddy. And when is your birthday?
April 10th.
Okay. All right, Miss Aries. So you definitely are a leader.
Oh, yeah. I try not to be. I'm more of a leader by example. But I'm very loud.
Well, I was with one of your fellow Aries on Saturday. I was with Shaka Khan.
Oh, my goodness. Where at? Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. In Miami. Go to my Facebook and scroll down. You'll see us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my dear. Well,
that's amazing.
I think that you have a lot in store going forward.
Thank you.
I really enjoy watching your videos, so make sure that I get the link. Okay. And I'm going to play your second song, which is
Yay.
I'm Fine. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. Kingsley, I'm fine. After therapy, she said, I'm fine. Kingsley, she said she'll be just fine without you. I hope he's listening. So Kingsley,
yay! Do you find that your music allows you to release stress?
I think it allows me to process like emotions much quicker. I'm a, you know, the fire Aries, like I hit my emotions 1,000%, and I think it allows me to write it all out, like the worst version of it, so that I can sing back to it and realize how over dramatic I was being and kind of calm down and see a little bit clearer.
Well, you have to grow, you know, but it sounds right. Like you're in a wonderful place as far as your psyche is concerned. So just keep checking out that music and let that be your lover.
Yeah.
You know, because men yeah. come and go, honey. People come and go. But music
yeah.
is constant. Yeah. It's a constant, you know. And when you, do you have Alexa?
I do, yeah.
So tell Alexa to play the music of Joan Cartwright, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Here, listen to some of my music. And make sure you send me that link because I want to, and I'll share it. And then, you know, let's stay in touch because let me see which email I have for you. Okay, what's your email?
It's the booking email. Booking at iamkingsley.com.
Oh, booking. Okay, I got it. That's it. That's it. Okay, so I'm just going to send you the link to join us. And as when you join us, a lot of stuff begins to happen. You know, so just make that
yeah,
move.
Yeah.
And then I will work on helping to promote you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. This is awesome.
Good, 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 good. I'm glad that we met. So tell me about your relationship with Denise.
So Denise ran like promotion, or she was a publicist for my best friend's company, Women Crush Music. And I just had started working with her in January to start doing some publicity for me. She's super dope, super sweet. She worked in tour promotions prior to COVID. Obviously, there's no more tour promotions. So she kind of switched over to the digital tour space and has kicked some butt there. And I loved her energy and her vibe and was like, we have to work together.
Well, there you go. And so now you're working together. And so you...
Yeah.
You know, the more associations, that is what my advice is to young musicians. Find some old people to be around in the music because they know
yeah.
the music, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you will learn so much from older people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying that because I did, you know.
Yeah.
I was always around old people. And I mean old. I would love to be around the 70 and 80-year-old musician because they have a different, yeah, they have a different viewpoint, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, my dear, I'm going to start my weekend. This link will be there. You will be able to share it. It's the same link that I put up on Facebook. And let people hear your conversation and your music through this radio show.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you so much for your time. This is awesome.
Okay, I'm glad we got it done today.
Yeah, all good. It's all good.
All right, so send me that. Join us. Send me the link, and then, you know, we have some other opportunities, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
All right, darling, you take care.
And yeah, you
I really appreciate you. I appreciate you being here today. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay. I'm going to play your first piece again, Therapy.
What the f*** do you do to me, do to me? I loved you. Now my mama wears it to me. How could you? I let my heart waste away, waste away. All for you. Now I'm shady, black magic, and really it's tragic. I put myself on that, trying.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through